The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
In the next 10 to 20 years, we are likely to live through some of the most volatile times in human history. And this is a fact that I believe 90%+ of the population either do not understand, do not care about, or both. But they will. They'll be forced to care about it, and they'll be forced to at least understand some of it. See, what happens as the U.S. Empire, indeed much of Western civilization as a whole, decline, will catch most by surprise. It'll be a time marked by extreme political movements, extreme division within society, and a population just begging for a ruler or a government to save them. It'll be a time that will include countless wars, genocides, betrayals, and of course, apathy to most of this by the average person. And sure, I know what you're thinking. This sounds familiar. We're already seeing this, but we're only seeing the beginning of it. See, economically, the whole world is in, well, a world of trouble. The next global financial reset will change the world as we know it. Millions will see their hopes of retirement dissolve along with the stock market, the real estate market, and of course, the underlying currencies. We will see hyperinflation left and right. It won't just be Venezuela or Zimbabwe. It'll be on your doorstep. It'll be in your grocery store. It'll be the euro, the pound, the yuan, the rupee, the yen, and yes, eventually, the US dollar. And if you want to know what life will look like for the average person, look at Venezuela. I mean, sure, maybe it won't be that bad here in the United States. Maybe it'll be worse. I don't know. But something to keep in mind is that the United States will not have experienced anything like this ever. We've gone through a civil war. We've gone through the two world wars. We've even gone through the Great Depression. But even the Great Depression, it's quickly being forgotten by many. It will not match what is coming. Our fragile first world society is just not prepared for what's coming. They aren't prepared to lose weight because food is scarce. Not prepared to not use their cars because gas is being rationed or it's just not available in the first place. The West is not prepared for a world in which 24/7 electricity, Wi-Fi, or running water are no longer a reality. And it's in times like this, in times of extreme stress and societal unrest, that you will see a huge increase in things like violence, gangs, and of course, abuses of power by those that are in power. And I know some of you will inevitably say, or at least think to yourself, not here. I mean, that would never happen here, whether here is Canada or Kansas, Australia or Austria. But remember, sure, history does not repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes. We've seen this happen before. And the mathematics of it, in terms of this economic decline that I'm referring to, it's baked in the cake. The mathematics are baked in the cake. It's coming. The popping of bubbles, high inflation, the pension crisis, and so much more. It's merely a question of how people will respond. And I think very few will respond with things like courage, with level-headedness, and in a way that seeks to help others. Most will respond with outrage, anger, fear, and other emotions that are evidence of a lack of mental preparation. But I want you to be in that first category, not only for your sake, but the sake of your loved ones and those in your community. Prepare now. This preparation, I mean, it can take many forms, right? Including mentally preparing yourself, learning new skills, and of course, you know, goods, things that you can buy right now, whether it's guns, ammo, food, water, tools, and yes, of course, silver and gold. I think silver and gold will play a huge part in how you and your family fare over the long term. But this video, I mean, it's not necessarily about silver and gold. Because in terms of being prepared, I'd rather be fully prepared mentally without a single ounce, a single gram of any silver or gold than I would be sitting on a huge hoard of metals but panicking because the world is all of a sudden a much scarier place. Your mental preparation is key to your survival and how you respond. And it's key to what will shape this world. as this turmoil passes or as it continues. Will it be one based on freedom for the individual? Will it be a society based on rights and not arbitrary laws? Because believe me, there will be many that will be pushing against such an agenda. They'll be pushing for socialism in its many forms, nationalism, anything that will take away personal freedoms as well as, more importantly, personal responsibility. And instead, they will choose a leader that will save us all. But we're seeing right now how that's working out, right? We've seen that for hundreds, thousands of years, how that works. For the most part, it doesn't, right? There's few examples where it works out. Finally, this is important here, realize that just like an all-powerful leader cannot save you, you cannot save yourself. Yes, you need a savior. And I know some of you are thinking, like, really, is he going to talk about God now after all of that? I talk about it because of how incredibly important it is. I mean, in light of eternity, how important is all this talk of silver, the economy, whatever, etc., prepping? No, it's not that big of a deal. No, what we need is a savior for this life, but we need a savior for the next life as well. And of course, that savior is Jesus Christ. As much as we need saving from those in power, we also need saving from ourselves. That's the truth of the matter. Maybe we're not all cut out to be the next Stalin, the next Hitler, the next Mussolini. Sure, maybe we don't have that in our genes. Maybe we don't have that planned out at all. But the fact remains that we're all sinful. We're all flawed. I mean, we, as a race of humans, we've had thousands of years to fix things here on earth by ourselves. And yet, what do we have to show for it? I mean, all the talk of how modern society is so advanced. I mean, just think of how advanced it actually is in terms of technology and stuff. We're still a society that bombs developing countries on a daily basis. We're still a society in which commitments like being a good father or being a good husband mean very little to nothing to so many individuals. I mean, it's just those basic things like, hey, don't bomb people. Be a good husband. Be a good father. That escapes so many people. We've had thousands of years to figure this out, and yet we haven't. I mean, we've failed. We humans cannot save ourselves, and that's why I implore you to investigate and ultimately put your faith in the God of the Bible. I mean, don't get me wrong. This video is just as much about prepping for what this world will bring in the future as it is about prepping what will come next after this life. But I mean, how can I talk about the first without also talking about the second, considering its importance in eternity? So honestly, consider this, investigate this for yourself. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope it has made you think deep about some of these issues. Feel free to approach me here on YouTube, comment through email. Any of those means certainly are great on any of these topics. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it, whether it's Christianity, prepping, mental preparedness, whatever. Finally, thank you all from the bottom of my heart for watching this video. And God bless.